CCO land temperature in the Twin Cities is 17 degrees.
Wouldn't you really rather have a Buick? A Buick 66 Buick. Would you really rather have a Buick this year?
Come on over to the hottest race in town. It's at your Buick dealers, and it's called the Tune Car Trading Derby. He's in a hurry to sell out a lot of 66 Buicks, so price is no handicap. What he'll give you on a trade-in is something to behold. If you're in your car right now, why don't you steer it toward your Buick dealers?
Wouldn't you really rather have a Buick? A Buick 66 Buick. Wouldn't you really rather have a Buick this year?
Coming up now, the Coast to Coast Honest to Goodness program with a special guest. Studios, Minneapolis, St. Paul at 830. This is WCCO. CCO land temperature in the Twin Cities is 17 degrees. North winds at 12 miles an hour, 4 minutes before 9 o'clock.
Do you know the answer to this question?
Who is Secret Agent 830?
Well, that's no secret. 830 is WCCO.
And you will join us all tonight on Clear Channel, Honest to Goodness.
Well, a very pleasant, warm, and a cordial good evening to you, dear friends. From here in CCO land, I'm Handy Randy Merriman with the WCCO Money. Dick Chapman is there with the telephone that reaches throughout the country, as we hope does our microphone and radio station. Abner has got a bonfire in the control room this evening to keep his electronic chickens and himself warm. I would say, first of all, Dick, that this is an extreme honor, a pleasure for us, beyond the fact that this is our Clear Channel night, and we have a special guest. But the fact that I can't recall when we've ever followed so impressive a 45 or 50 minutes as we're following right now.
It's a pretty big doubleheader.
I should guess yes.
With what all we've got planned tonight and so forth.
Yes, I should say that it is. Well, first let us background the things that have happened here today. I don't know how it is where you live, but since you feel you know how it is where we live, let me tell you that... Tramp, tramp, tramp. The boys are tramping through that white, invigorating, fresh snow here in Minnesota.
Yes, this is Act 4 of the Theater of Seasons.
It looks like cottage cheese everywhere.
Yeah!
There they are.
Almost. We got about, what, 5 inches?
I think so. I listened to you in your forecast last night, and you were usually accurate. You said 2 inches, I think.
Something. I think I said partly cloudy, and then I went out and shoveled 5 inches of partly cloudy off the wall.
I said the same to my wife. I said, I'm not shoveling any snow. I said, you know, a big radio star like me on a snow shovel. She says, get out there on the handle and star, will you? And so that's what I did. Tonight, we are going to be calling you, my friend, wherever you live, and thank you so much for your great response to our asking you to register to be with us this evening. My goodness, I am happy, and not only happy, Dick, I guess flabbergasted is the word to use, that we had response from people in 49 of our wonderful states.
Oh, yeah? Which one didn't
Plus
make
our
it?
Our friends in Canada, the provinces.
Hmm? Which state didn't reply?
Well, they had 2 inches of sand, I think, in Hawaii, and they're wading through it out there.
Oh, we didn't hear from Hawaii.
That's right.
Wow. But, hey, that's marvelous, though, from 49 states.
That's correct. That's right. And also, we are going to introduce in just a minute our very special guest. Well, Dick, if you want to place this first call, and then we will have our special guest meet our first caller.
All right.
While you're placing that call, I would like to make mention here of something that is, kind of a good appetizing suggestion. Since we've had this commercial on the program, I think I've put on a couple of pounds. This is not to put this down, but it's Cremettes. Ever love it? I guess ever since I was a youngster, I can remember Cremettes and... You must guess how long that has been. But anyway, if you look for the snappy green box in your stores and the big and little displays and big and little supermarkets, you'll find a lot of fine and happy meals there. And you can prepare them on these chilly cold evenings if you live in chilly cold country and let that fine aroma of Cremettes and the casserole greet your family as they enter for the evening. Right away, I tell you, you're going to be an all-star in your home and in your kitchen. Also, they never go soft or sticky. That's the Cremettes, not your family. Cremettes have that clean paste of protein that people prefer. So pick up several packages of Cremettes macaroni for your very next trip to the store. Look for the macaroni with a clean, lean taste of protein. Cremettes in the famous green box. Now I think Dick has our first guest on Clear Channel night.
speech by the president.
Yes, Randy, I just put us on the air, Ed. Hang on here a minute. We're talking with Edward Snyder in Akron, Ohio. And he says he was just listening to the State of the Union message.
Well, fine. Hello there, Mr. Snyder.
Hello.
And it's certainly a delight to talk to you. Dick and I said just as we came on the air that, the president's speech was also, of course, as it was throughout the, well, for that matter, the free world, it was carried here on WCCO radio.
Yes, sir.
And here we are following the President of the United States. You can imagine, as Dick said, that's quite a doubleheader tonight.
Yes, I'll say.
What do you do in Akron, Ohio, Mr. Snyder?
I'm in the glass business, window glass.
In the glass business?
Yes.
Window glass.
That's right.
Yes, what do you think of people who live in glass houses?
Oh, they shouldn't throw any stones.
That's...
hey, that's not bad. That ought to go down as a saying.
You know what
or
they
something.
Say?
Yeah, but you don't get much repeat business that way, though, do you?
No. Well, let the other people throw it.
Yeah, you live there in the rubber capital of the world at Akron, Ohio,
yes,
huh?
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. And have you ever visited our state of Minnesota, or as we affectionately refer to this area, five-state area, as CCO land? Have you ever been this way?
No, sir. No, I haven't.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm sorry that you haven't, and hope that there will be a day when you will.
Well, I think it would be very interesting.
How did you come across WCCO? How did you happen to start listening to our program?
Well, actually, it's my boy, you know, my son, he's interested in it, and he's been listening to it quite often.
Mm-hmm. How old is he, sir?
He's 14.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, actually, he's the one that got me interested in it.
Well, I see. Well, and you say you've never been to the state of Minnesota.
No, I haven't.
Uh-huh. Well, Dick, if you or I were to try to tell Mr. Snyder about Minnesota, he'd think that was kind of Chamber of Commerce on our part.
Yeah, no, you wouldn't believe, really, what we had to say, because we'd be, you know, biased.
That's right.
And ought to get an objective comment.
I think
you?
Someone who is impartial and not biased about Minnesota.
Right,
in
certainly.
Any way, huh?
Yeah. Why not?
All right. Well, I'll tell you what, Mr. Snyder.
Yes, sir.
You mentioned, you recall, or maybe your lad has told you, that we were going to have a special guest on this evening on the program to talk with our friends that we visited with tonight.
Yes.
Well, I would like to have you meet our special guest. So, Mr. Snyder?
Yes?
I would like you to say hello to His Excellency, the Governor of the State of Minnesota, our first citizen. And this is Governor Karl Rohlvaag. Governor Rohlvaag, here's a man who's never visited Minnesota, like to meet you in Akron, Ohio. Mr. Snyder, here's Governor Rohlvaag.
Mr. Snyder, how are you tonight?
Yes, hello. Well, it certainly is a pleasure to talk to the governor.
Well, I certainly want to welcome you to the program, Honest to Goodness. We're calling people from all over the country tonight.
I realize that.
And
I was actually surprised to get the call tonight.
Well, I this is the first time I've been on this program. I've heard it many times. I did want to join them here to welcome you to Minnesota, and I would hope that you can come up and visit us.
Well, I'd certainly like to.
The sooner the better.
I may get the chance to one day. You never know.
You know, once upon a time, we had a contest in Minnesota, and it was named the Theater of the Seasons.
Yes, sir.
You can come up here and do a little ice fishing this winter, or you can wait till the spring season begins, and... I don't know about Randy Merriman. I haven't fished with him, but I've seen Dick Chapman in the boat before.
We've both been out there tossed around the waves together, I think.
I've heard of this, too, Governor.
I know my boy, he'd really enjoy that. He's going in for fishing in a big way.
Well, you pack the family in a car and come driving up here, and when you do, you ought to stop and see Governor Rhodes. Jim Rhodes is a good friend of mine. He was up here last summer for the... 59th Annual National Governors Conference that we had in Minneapolis.
Oh, that sounds very interesting.
Is your son home now?
Yes, he is.
Maybe we ought to say hello to him, too. What's his name, by the way?
Dick.
Dick.
Yes, you have him to thank for, you know, call, because he's the one that suggested to send the card in.
Well, I want to get a hold of that 15-year-old young Ohioan named Dick and invite him to come to Minnesota.
Could you hold on a minute, please?
I certainly will.
Just a minute, please.
Governor, I noticed that you mentioned, that you mentioned having been in the boat with Chapman. Every year he comes back and tells me how he lost Old Fighter. There's some fish someplace.
Well, as a matter of fact, he does lose them.
Well, you didn't have to say that, for heaven's sake.
It's either that or his guide. I can't tell who Old Fighter is.
And you stay out of this, Abner, for heaven's sake.
I recall one day on that lake
Hello?
Called Big Winnie. Hello, Dick.
Yes?
This is Governor Rohlvaag from Minnesota.
Hi.
I'm here on Honest to Goodness tonight with Randy Merriman and Dick Chapman from WCCO Radio 830.
That's
I extended an invitation to your dad to come up, and I wanted to talk to you to make certain that you'd put some of that youthful pressure on Dad. I know how it works. I've got an 18-year-old that, and a 16-year-old girl that often gets a hold of me and pressures me to do certain things, and we generally yield. So why don't you talk to your dad and your mom and have them come up in the car next summer and spend some time in Minnesota?
Yeah, we'll try to.
Wonderful.
Dick, this is Randy Merriman. What do you do? You're a student, I know. What school do you attend there in Akron?
Litchfield Junior High.
What year are you in school now?
Eighth.
Be kind of something to go back tomorrow. This won't be show and tell. It'll be mostly like show and yell tomorrow. You can tell them that you talked to the governor of Minnesota, huh?
Yeah.
Dick, you're not one of those young, fine football players they raised down in Ohio, are they?
No, not one of them. I play football a lot, but I'm not the best in
that. I think he's being modest, Mr.
Well, we've learned to respect Ohio State in the Big Ten here.
That's right.
Well, very good, Dick. Now, how about winning some, you and your dad getting together and trying to win some of our money on WCCO, like $8.30. That's what we give away on these Clear Channel calls. You two can coordinate and come up with the answer. We'll pick out a question and see if you can answer the question.
Okay.
All set to go, Dick?
Okay.
Okay, let's see now. Now, I'll talk to the Dick Chapman here. Dick, which one do you think... How do you like that number five there?
I like that.
That ought to fit.
Are you a baseball fan, Dick?
Yeah, I like baseball.
All right, try number five.
What is your what's your team, the one you cheer for, Dick?
Cleveland Indians.
That figures.
I might have known it.
Oh, well.
I should say, I shouldn't interrupt here. I don't know what your sequence of events are, Randy, but I wanted to remind Dick that we had a pretty fair country ball club in Minnesota this last year.
That's right.
It was almost
yes,
the best.
Yes,
right. Almost the best.
And also, Governor, I think that Calvin Griffith is being reminded of that almost every day now, too. Contract
that's,
time.
That's what I understand.
Well, all right, Dick, if you're all set, here we go. And this is for $8.30.
Okay.
You talk this over with your dad and your family.
Okay.
In the last baseball World Series, two pitchers each won two games apiece. Sandy Koufax of the Dodgers was one. Now, the other had a nickname, Mudcat. What is his real name?
Jim Grant.
Yes,
yeah.
Jim Grant, that's right.
Mudcat Grant.
You'd certainly remember him in Cleveland, wouldn't you?
Yeah, he was in Cleveland about a couple years ago.
That's correct. That's
it was
right.
Nice of you to give us to him. I mean, give him to us. I don't know which way it went.
The word give doesn't work with Calvin there. I mean, it is a little something.
After winning two World Series games, I think he's got something to talk about.
Right. Yeah. Well, now, Dick Snyder, we're very glad you won that $8.30. We'll send that check to you, and I hope you'll report that on your income tax, okay?
Thank you.
Now, there's something else. The governor has a very special gift for you. It will be sent to you. And, Governor, my words can't adequately describe it, but I know that Dick's going to enjoy getting this.
Dick, we're going to send you a publication put out in Minnesota called Guide to Fun in Minnesota. And in that publication, we list our state parks, our campgrounds, our hunting areas, our fishing areas, our wildlife areas. It's chock full of information about Minnesota and how you can have fun in Minnesota. And I just hope you take this, study it carefully, and bring you and your family up here next year.
I would try to.
Good luck to you.
Thanks again, Governor.
Thank you very much, Dick.
Thank you.
And, Dick, we want to thank you very much, too, for finding WCCO on your radio. Your dad tells us you hear us pretty good there in Akron, Ohio.
Yeah, I hear you about every day.
Well, isn't that fine? I'm certainly happy to hear it. Now, Dick Chapman's going to get your mailing address there.
Thanks again.
And it's been our pleasure. On Deering Drive. And, young man, as the governor's extended an invitation, you, if you can, and your family come here to Minnesota, Chapman and I will have lunch together and then drive over to the state capitol.
Wait a minute. Who's buying this lunch together here? Well, okay. I'll go.
Dick Snyder's buying. He just won $8.30, didn't he? Okay, Dick. Thanks very much.
Thank you again.
You bet. And so we have visited then with our first guest, and that's Edward Snyder and his son Dick Snyder in Akron, Ohio. And winners of $8.30. Well, Governor Rovog, we're delighted to have you take some time from your very busy schedule to come in. We promise you that tonight it's all for fun,
And we won't talk about taxes or anything tonight, will we?
Well, now, I hear you open your big mouth and somebody's liable to, you know, pop up with one of those kind of questions. What do we do then?
You were, what were you saying about your taxes the other day about
I just do not repeat
forgot
it,
to
right?
file last year or something like that.
Let me make a note of that. Chapman, Richard, taxes didn't file.
I live in Owatonna. You can find me on the tax rolls down there.
Say, Dick, I think something else that would bear mentioning, too, in the governor's presence, is the fact that Dick Tretsven of the Minnesota Department of Agriculture assembled this beautiful treasure chest, and before this evening's hour is over, we're going to ask you, Governor Rovog, if you will select from the many people who registered with us, and the one selected by the luck of the draw, we'll send them this beautiful treasure chest of Minnesota gifts.
Yes, and tremendous things we have laid out here. The Mille Lacs Manufacturing Company tackle tote there, full of fishing gear. Now, the governor and I both have one of these, and it's just ideal. And then there's some Manoman. You know what Manoman is, of course.
That's the Indian name for wild rice.
Yes, you're reading that. You're supposed to know this off the top.
No, I learned it the other evening when I didn't have the answer. I had several Indian people call to tell me that's what that was there.
Well,
yes.
The price of wild rice this year, because of the crop situation, is way up there. So this is the little package of gold we've got, virtually.
We have a package of wild rice and Swedish pancake mixes, too, from the Mille Lacs maple products.
Mm-hmm.
I took some of that to Hawaii with me a year ago. Ms. Merriman, I took those as Christmas gifts to the people over there.
Oh, that's marvelous, yes. And what else?
Well, there's a selection of things from the Valley of the Jolly Green Giant, which, as you know, is CCO land, and there's some Green Giant canned goods in there. Bunch of, all kinds of nice things in there. That's really a treat in itself. And then we have a Gedney's Pickle Pack. And the I would like to mention, too, Dick, that all of our foodstuffs, the foods, are all from our own state, from Minnesota, and CCO land itself, of course, is... Boy, we feed a lot of people. Governor, I remember the All-Star baseball game.
Oh, my, that was quite a day.
Last year here, July and July.
Oh, the, what a treat. The State Department of Agriculture and the State Department of Business Development, the Chambers of Commerce, and the Minnesota Twins organization really went to work. And I thought it was one of the fine affairs, wonderful food, and it was a great day.
It certainly was, and I mean that there wasn't... I can't think of anywhere where you could have picked up a menu and found more than you offered our guests of the media from all over the world other than that day.
And this is all grown and processed here in Minnesota.
Right here.
Right? Yes, that's right.
Minnesota.
Even the Gedney's Pickle Pack.
And not only that, we're giving you a set of four table placemats with the flag of Minnesota.
Have you seen those?
In color. Yes,
fantastic.
Yes, living color right there. I saw them.
Really?
And so all of this is part of the treasure chest. Well, Dick, if you would like to place the next call, let's go somewhere else now.
All right, here we go.
While you're doing that, Dick, let me talk, and we're on the subject of food. I'd like to remind you about those delicious snacks all in one package that the Old Dutch folks put together. It's the Old Dutch Snack Mix. And when Old Dutch mixes snacks, boy, they mix them right. They're peppy new mixes, without a doubt, the tastiest snack mix yet. It contains everything that's good. Wheat snacks, corn snacks, rice, peanuts, pepitas. What the heck are pepitas? I keep saying this every night. I don't even know why I'm talking about.
You know what a pepa is, don't you?
What?
A pepa?
It's a New York newsboy.
No, what that?
What is it?
Well, a pepita is a little bitty pepa. Is what it is, I think.
I don't know. Well, anyway.
Well, that's those gizmos that go in that party snack.
Well, I know this, stuff. That they're good or Old Dutch wouldn't have put them there. Anyway, so the next time for parties, lunch times, appetizer time, any time that you're hungry for something good, well, that's the time for Old Dutch Snack Mix. So you try it, will you? It's fresh, crisp, and zesty, great with beverages. A dozen different and delicious snacks all in one package, and just 39 cents at your store right now. New Old Dutch Snack Mix. I hope you'll ask for it.
Randy, I'm amazed that you get paid for this kind of stuff. Because we have nothing but fun up here.
All right, Abner, cut that. You know what? It is. That's the fact. We do. To say we enjoy our work would be a real understatement.
Say, do you know that the mystery of the missing telegram has been cleared up?
Oh, yes. And our apologies to the governor. Here we talked for 3 days about not having heard from him regarding chunk kicking.
Well, we'll get around to that
in
a minute. The phone's ringing now.
Telegram arrived and...
I'll say where the phone's ringing here in a moment if we get an answer.
Hi.
Hello, this is Honest to Goodness calling from WCCO Radio in Minneapolis, St. Paul.
Oh, hello there, sir.
Yes, like to talk to Alice Nichols. Is she there?
She's in there. I can give you her phone number.
Well, never mind. Who's this, Mr. Nichols?
This is Mr. Nichols. I sent you a card, too.
Yeah, well, that's all right. We can talk to you then.
Yeah, Yes, sir?
Say, Mr. Nichols, how are things in San Francisco tonight?
Well, the temperature is about 49 to 51 now. And it's been a sunny afternoon.
Hello? You still there?
That was a short day, wasn't it? Just about the time it got sunny where we lost the...
I'll
think that was
again.
A disconnect.
I'll
yes,
try her
let's
again.
Try that once more.
All right, here we go.
How we ever explain to Mr. Nichols.
I hope he's still not talking when I call back.
Yes, we'll have missed 3 hours of the day.
Well, oh, wait till I get a hold of my friends. And
we're extremely fortunate, though. You know, Governor, this is a strange thing on this program. I've spent 10 minutes trying to get my house, you know, at home. And sometimes that won't happen. And we can pick up the phone here and get through immediately. We've been very fortunate on this.
It's a marvelous operation. As I said earlier, this is the first time I've been on this show. I've been on the other end of the question programs
right.
before many times, but this is fascinating.
Well, Dick and I listen to your program all the... and I know that the people listening to us tonight hear this also when the governor answers questions from people throughout the state of Minnesota. We listen carefully because I say to Dick, now here's our chance. Maybe we can get some answers we can use to people with us. But our answers never work as well as yours. We'll fit in there. Each person writing to us, registering whether you had a telephone or not, and that whether we can call you or cannot call you, you still will receive a very fine memento from Honest to Goodness and from CCO Land, and we will elaborate more on that. The line is busy?
Line's busy.
Dick, I have a suggestion. Let's bypass this and come back to the Golden Gate city of San Francisco a little later, huh?
All right, very good.
Because Mr. Nichols may be trying to reach us, you see. And we...
That'd be a little tough, but we'll come back to him. We'll
all
come
right.
back to him. I'll try
Mr.
this
Nichols,
one.
Mr. Nichols, he says in his correspondence to us that he hears us frequently in San Francisco. So, Mr. Nichols, you will get a chance to participate on Honest to Goodness a little later.
I'm always impressed with the wide range that a station such as this covers.
Well, Governor, we're always glad that we can. And during the blackouts, the recent blackouts, we gave announcements for civil defense in the East, and we had cards and letters back telling us thanks for the service. They turned us in, you know, and when they couldn't get their own radio stations, so we're either...
I suppose all the radio stations and the communication networks were knocked out, too, that evening.
That's right.
That's right, yeah.
Mm-hmm. We have to our left and right here, depending on which side of the table they're on, this...
Hello?
A big map, I guess.
Hello? This is Honest to Goodness calling from WCCO Radio in St. Paul, Minneapolis.
Uh-huh.
Like to speak to Mrs. Reuben Chandler, please, in McKenzie, Tennessee.
This is her.
Well, hello, Mrs. Chandler. How are you this evening?
All fine.
We're glad to find you at home.
Yes.
How is the weather there in McKenzie?
Oh, it's raining.
I say, how is the weather there?
She said it's raining, didn't you?
It's raining.
Oh, I thought you said it's raining?
Uh-huh.
I don't believe that no matter what you tell me.
Well, it is.
Well, I'd like to have you meet Randy Merriman, Mrs. Chandler.
Well, I'm delighted. Hello, Mrs. Chandler.
Hello.
Well, it's certainly nice. You certainly sound nice and warm and friendly. How long have you lived in McKenzie, Tennessee?
All my life.
And how large a city is McKenzie?
Oh, it's just a fair city, not too large.
Well,
that describes it perfectly.
Several thousand people.
Mrs. McKenzie, we have a special guest with us this evening, and I'm certain that he would like to talk and to meet you. And this is Governor Rolvag of Minnesota. Mrs. McKenzie, say hello to Governor Rolvag.
It's Mrs. Chandler.
Excuse me,
Mrs. Chandler in McKenzie, Tennessee, not sorry. Mrs. McKenzie in Chandler, Tennessee.
Well, good night, folks.
We're having a good time here, Mrs. Chandler. This is Governor Rolvag from Minnesota.
Well, hello.
I have a very good friend down there in Tennessee named Frank Clement. Do you know Governor Clement?
Yes. He's in Nashville, Tennessee.
He was up here last summer in Minnesota for the National Governors Conference.
Is that right?
We had it here in late July.
Well?
And I wanted to join Randy Merriman and Dick Chapman from WCCO Radio tonight to invite you to come to Minnesota. Have you ever been up this way?
Oh, no.
You ought to be here tonight, Mrs. Chandler. It's you having all that nice rain down there, and we had all that snow up here. We had snow today. Have you ever seen?
We call it snow.
Well, we hadn't had any snow this winter.
Have you ever? Oh, you've had it then before, huh? I was going to ask you if you'd ever had snow at all.
Oh, yes, we have.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Do you get snow every winter, Mrs. Chandler?
Well, most every winter. So far, we hadn't this year.
Yeah. Mrs. Chandler, just about where would you mentioned Nashville was
quite a ways from McKenzie. Where are you in Tennessee? I'm looking at our big map up here.
Well, we're in West Tennessee.
West Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And put you down below.
About 150 miles from Nashville.
Oh, yes. You're over toward Arkansas a little bit.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And very close to Missouri. Don't leave that out.
Well, not too terrible, Paul.
Good. Leave it out, Mrs. Chandler.
I'm a Missourian. The reason I bring that up, Mrs. Chandler.
Say, Mrs. Chandler, how come you know all about WCCO radio way up here in snow country when you were...
Well, we just bought an FM radio for Christmas. I hadn't been having anything but an AM radio, and just happened to turn it on.
Well, listen, and you got us for Christmas, then.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know whether you won or lost, but we're certainly happy.
Oh, I think she won. Anytime she can get a Minnesota radio station, she's a winner.
Governor, I think it'd be kind of fun. Dick, wouldn't it be fun to let the governor be the quiz master on this one, huh?
All right.
You see what we've done, Governor? We're giving you a chance to give Mrs. Chandler a question. Then if she misses, we're not to blame.
Well, I probably will.
Oh, no, I don't think you will.
She might be casting an absentee ballot here.
Well, let's see now. Have you ever been? I didn't recall if she said she'd ever been here or not.
No, I haven't.
You haven't? Maybe.
Question number one might be a pretty good one.
Question number one.
Yeah.
Mrs. Chandler, which river with its source in Minnesota is called the Father of Waters?
Oh, I told you I'd miss.
Well, now, Mrs. Chandler, come on now. A river, you think of a river now. And just... hope it stays away from you.
It's a good long river.
Yes.
I don't know how much coaching you give here, but...
Oh, we don't allow that at all. No, sir, Governor. No, sir. I
think it flows right down the side of Tennessee there, as a matter of fact.
Yes, sir.
Winds its way southward.
That's right. That's
we have a lot of rivers in Tennessee, or do have some.
Well, this is a great big one, though.
Yeah.
Well, this is one that begins in Minnesota, Mrs. Chandler.
You're not Miss Chandler, you're Mrs. Chandler.
Uh-huh, that's
right. Not Miss. I thought, yeah.
No.
Well, this river, Miss... Or Mrs. Chandler.
Mrs.? Miss, it is.
Yeah.
No, that's her. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Now, come on, Mrs. Chandler. What river do you think this is?
Well, I don't know anything much about Minnesota.
Oh, well, that's the well, goes out of Minnesota.
Mrs. Chandler, since I asked the question, let me put it another way. Which river has its mouth in the United States close to the city of New Orleans?
Well, I tell you, I wasn't too good in geography in school.
Well, I'll tell you what, Mrs. Chandler, this actually isn't the question that we were asking anyway. This was just sort of part one, you see, of the question. Now, the question, what are you laughing about,
well,
Chapman? The question is, let me see here. Oh, yes, here it is. Yes. You see, in rivers, we have fish, right? Right, yes. Well, now, this river we were talking about was just to get you to the question about the fish. Actually, the river was the Mississippi, but that isn't even the question. Now...
You mean Mississippi River in Minnesota?
Oh, there, then. You were holding back. You have heard of the Mississippi River.
You did
have
the answer after all.
Well, sure. We're not too terrible far from Mississippi.
Oh, Governor, now, how do you like this?
She answered the question.
Of course she did. You was holding the question and the answer back all the time.
That's right.
And here I was getting ready to ask you a question about fish, you see, that... you would find in rivers. Well, that was the answer, Mississippi, and you knew that then.
Well.
I'm glad you answered in the affirmative, Mrs.
Chandler. Mrs. Chandler, you are a charming and a very honest lady. And we're going to...
I think she ought to win because of her honesty.
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely. $8.30.
And her knowledge of the Mississippi.
Right.
Yes. I'll bet Mr. Nichols out in San Francisco would have missed that a mile.
Why, of course he would.
We missed him a mile.
You might be interested in knowing, Mrs. Chandler, that the Mississippi does start in Minnesota.
Yes.
It begins in northwestern Minnesota at a place called Itasca Park, and it flows all the way, of course, to the Gulf of Mexico at New Orleans. And right by the corner of your state.
That's right.
Well,
And there's a city called Little Falls, and that's there that I fell in the Mississippi River during the canoe derby, the Aquitennial, quite a long time ago. I went down to say hello, and the first thing I knew, I was saying... Blah, 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 blah.
Well, that doesn't really go down in history, though. There's
no,
a lot
but I
more.
Did.
Is that the story of Randy Merriman as a small boy?
Yes, it is, Governor. Yes. No, actually, it happened too soon. Just shortly, not so long ago. Well, Mrs. Chandler, honest to goodness, we're happy that you now have that. You have an FM radio now.
Yes, we do.
You used to have an IM, but now you got an FM.
Well, AM.
AM, I mean, yes. Well, all right. Now that you've got that radio, I hope that you will let us be a neighbor to you and you to us so that we may be together for a long time, okay?
Well, I sure hope so.
Fine. Mrs. Chandler, honest to goodness, it was very nice to talk to you. Governor, did you want to say goodnight to Mrs. Chandler and then
Mrs.
Dick?
Chandler, I do want to say goodnight to you, and I want you to, first opportunity you have to come visit us in Minnesota.
Well,
you'll find us a warm and friendly folk, and you can come up here to WCCO Radio on 625 9th, 2nd Avenue South in Minneapolis and meet Randy Merriman and Dick Chapman.
Well, sure sounds
And that's
nice.
Worth a trip alone.
We have a lot of fun.
All right, thank you very much. And I hope Mrs. Chandler takes in the spirit. We were not making fun of her. We were having fun with her there. And we want no one ever, of course, to miss our questions. And as you know, they are questions purely about CCO land in Minnesota. You know, also, Governor, I'm happy to say that if we're folks are up here visiting and they're over at your office sometime, it isn't too far from your office, and they will find that we have studios right there in the capital city in St. Paul, too.
They'd now, certainly be most welcome to come to our office in St. Paul.
And it is a very, inspiring and a very beautiful sight, the Capitol City, or the Capitol building in our Capitol City. Dick, how about a few commercial words and then our next call?
Oh, yeah, we have to give you our suggestion from the people at Gift House Stamps to help make your wishes for a better way of living come true. You start saving Gift House Stamps if you're not already doing so, and then you will be astonished at just how fast those filled saver books mount up when you shop regularly at all the fine merchants where you receive Gift House Stamps. All kinds of rewards for that saving, like fine silver and china and glassware and stainless steelware, maybe to complement your table, sporting goods of all kinds, toys for the children's, automatic appliances. It's all there in the Gift House Stamp gift catalog. Great gifts and all of the highest quality, the kind you've come to expect from Gift House. So this year, why don't you start building a better way of living for you and your family with Gift House Stamps. Say, what do you think I try and get San Francisco again?
Huh? Let's do that, see if we can...
I think... Poor old Mr. Nichols is out there wondering what in the heck those guys call me, and then they won't talk to me.
Our next Clear Channel Honest to Goodness show, 1 hour of calls and broadcasting to you in your area, will be 2 weeks from this evening on Wednesday night, January 26th, and our regular schedule will be 8:30 to 9:30. 8:30 to 9:30 Central Standard Time. Excuse me. I would say that at this time, as we're coming up almost to 9:30 Central Standard Time, that, well, I'll wait and say a little later.
Now, this is this is call to San Francisco.
Is this the call back to Mr. Nichols?
Yes,
Governor.
Hello?
Hello, Mr. Nichols?
Yes, we were cut off.
Yeah,
sir.
I don't know what happened. Somewhere...
I don't either. I called the operator.
Oh, is that so? And what did she say? Did she cut us off?
She said that you would have to handle it from your end.
Yeah, well, that's what I did.
I'm listening to you now.
Well, very good. Now we can just take up where we left off, yeah. Randy.
There's quite a bit of interference from a Dallas station, though, but I still can read you good.
Oh, well, we'll talk loudly and try to get in over that station in Dallas. You heard us talking then to the lady just a moment ago in Tennessee.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
You were asking her about a river, weren't you?
That's right, yes.
Yes, I heard about that.
Yes, we were talking... We'll have a question here for you in just a minute. Now, Mr. Nichols, I think as we were disconnected before we had a chance to have you meet our guest this evening. Our governor of the state of Minnesota is here with us tonight, and I know that he would like to visit with you and have you tell us a little. You were starting to tell us about the kind of an evening or a day you've had in the Golden Gate City.
That's right.
And what kind of a day is it?
Well, it's dark now. It's 7 o'clock here, see. Well, actually, it's nearly 7:30.
Mm-hmm.
7:28.
Well, that's being very exact.
And, well, we had a sunny afternoon and a sunny morning. It was between about, right now it's between about 49 to 51.
Pretty cold, huh?
Oh, that's
just
cold.
Is.
Boy, what is it here, Dick?
It's about 18.
Oh, my golly.
Have you ever been to...
But it's a dry, crisp cold.
Yeah.
Very invigorating.
Now, Mr. Nichols, I'd like to have you say hello to Governor Rovog, Mr. Nichols.
Mr. Nichols, how are you this evening?
Why, just fine, sir. How are you?
Very
Governor?
Good. Very good.
I'm very pleased to speak to you.
Well, I'm
quite an honor.
I'm delighted to meet you, even if it's via the WCCO radio.
Yes, sir. I listen to them quite a bit.
Do you really now?
Yes, I have a...
What's your favorite program on WCCO? Open,
Well, I generally get the one... I get it real good.
Wonderful.
At 11 o'clock here, which would be about 1 o'clock there.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a Baldwin Piano Company on Saturday night.
You even hear the commercials there, huh?
Oh, yes, sir. I have a big E.H. Scott.
Yes. Mr. Nichols, have you ever been to Minnesota?
Yes, I have.
Wonderful. Where do you visit when you come to Minnesota?
Minneapolis.
Minneapolis.
Yes, I have a relative there. She's probably listening to the phone.
Well, what's her
program.
Name? Your relative's name is?
Mrs. Schwartz.
Mrs. Schwartz. Well, we want to say hello to Mrs. Schwartz if she's listening.
She probably is.
Mr. Chandler, are you planning to come to Minnesota soon?
Well, probably this summer or this early summer, my wife and I will come there. Because she has relatives in Fargo. My wife is a Norwegian lady.
Is that right?
And we always run over to Minneapolis to see Bessie.
Uh-huh.
That's her sister, which is the relative I'm speaking of.
Sure.
We don't have very many of those Norwegians around here.
No, that's not quite...
Mr. Nichols, I want you to know that the governor of Minnesota is Norwegian.
Oh, is that right?
Yes, sir. And I want you to know also that Dick Chapman, who made that rather snide remark, is always envious of those of us who are Norwegians.
Right,
I'll admit that.
The governor's been here a half hour and already he's getting wise to you, Chapman. I put up with this every night.
Well, let me, before you gentlemen continue here, just remind everyone that you're listening to the Honest to Goodness Clear Channel show from studios in Minneapolis and St. Paul, 830 on your dial. This is WCCO 931.
And I think perhaps that we ought to add this word, too. Jurgen Nash, originally heard at this time, will not be heard this evening in order that we may continue the 1 hour of our Clear Channel Honest to Goodness show. And this, as you know, because of our time area, following the President's State of the Union message, brings us right up to this time. Well, Governor, you were asking Mr. Nichols about when he planned to come back to Minnesota.
Well, he as I recall, suggested he might be coming back in late spring or early summer. Is that right, Mr. Nichols?
Yes, sir, that's right.
I bet you can't wait to get back.
Well, no, I like the climate and everything back there, and there's a lot of good fishing around there, you know.
There certainly is. We have had...
Walleye pike. Wonderful.
Walleye pike is the finest eating fish in America,
it
and if you catch it out of our cold, clear waters, it's even better.
Yes.
And we certainly want to have you come back to Minnesota and visit us.
Yes, I will. I sometimes walk from Fargo across the bridge to Moorhead.
Oh, is that right?
Yes, it's just a short walk across the river, you know.
Do you ever walk across the bridge from San Francisco to Sacramento?
No, there...
Is there a bridge?
Oh, not to Sacramento, sir.
Yeah, I guess I... See, that just goes to show you what I know. Where does the bridge run from San Francisco?
Well, there's two of them. The San Francisco Golden Gate Bridge.
That's the one I meant.
The gate.
Yes, yes.
It is the only one that has pedestrian traffic.
That's the one I meant.
But very few people walk it because it is... The wind is pretty high velocity out there.
Yes, uh-huh.
Speaking of fish, I don't like to interrupt your conversation
surely.
With Randy Merriman, but I wanted to remind you that there's an estimated 79 billion fish in Minnesota.
I wouldn't doubt it a bit.
Isn't that something?
That certainly is something.
Now, come on, just a minute, Governor. I mean, I agree. I want to agree with you, but 79, how many?
Billion. B
so
for billion.
Of course there could be.
Sure there are.
Boy, well, there have been some afternoons.
They lakes, too.
Well,
yes.
We have a good program for it.
Is that many fish, huh?
79 billion. That would have been a good question, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I only got about half of them then, I guess.
Well, there'll be a lot of them waiting when you get back here, Mr. Nichols. What do you do in San Francisco?
Well, I used to be a sailor. I was in the Navy for 8 years, and then I was in the Merchant Marine for about 28 years. And I was hurt in a typhoon at sea, making a rescue.
Well, that's
right. And I have a back injury, and I'm retired.
That typhoon must have been an exciting and dramatic experience.
I've been through two or three of them, and they're quite exciting and dangerous. This was in the China Sea.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Well, then, Mr.
I'm a radio technician at home here. I've always monkeyed with it and so forth, if you understand.
Yes, sir.
I do it as sort of a hobby and for neighbors and friends and so on.
Mm-hmm.
I have a big workshop and, of course, these big radios, my monitor station, and the one I'm listening to you on right now.
Well, Mr. Nichols, to hold you until you're able to get back to Minnesota for some good fishing,
yes,
with
sir.
The compliments of the governor and the state of Minnesota, and we're happy here that WCCO can play a part in this, you're going to receive a great, big, beautiful called Guide to Fun in Minnesota.
Well, I sure appreciate it, and I appreciate it. And
uh-huh.
It's a great honor to talk to the governor, and of course you too.
Well, Mr. Nichols, your governor, Governor Brown, was in Minnesota last summer.
Yes, I know that.
He was here for the National Governor's Conference, and just for 2 days prior to the Governor's Conference, he went up to Crane Lake, Minnesota, up on near the Canadian border, and he had a wonderful time.
I've always fished in Pelican Lake.
Pelican Lake?
I know where that is, yes.
Up by Fergus Falls?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's right by Fergus Falls.
That's a fine lake.
A relative of my wife's, her brother, was on the state board there, rather,
mm-hmm.
and he owned a cabin there, Pelican Lake.
You might be interested in knowing, Mr. Nichols, that the largest smallmouth bass caught in Minnesota was an 8-pound bass that was caught in West Battle Lake, which is right near Pelican Lake.
Ah, yes, 8 pounds, that's quite a bass.
That's a big, for a smallmouth, it's particularly large.
I'm quite a fisherman. I've fished deep sea, too.
When you talk smallmouth with Governor Rovog, you're talking to one of the most avid smallmouth fishermen in the world. Did you know that? Yes, sir.
It's the finest sport fish that I know of.
I wonder if Mr. Nichols has ever done any ice fishing.
No, I haven't.
Oh, well, then you've really missed something.
Yes, that... I have missed a little. I would like to do some ice fishing.
Yes,
sometime,
well.
But I spent most of my years at sea and so forth mm-hmm. in tropical waters.
Well, I was
not
just...
Not all of them, but the majority.
You're making me a little jealous on a night like
really.
This. Now, tell you what, Mr. Nichols, let's break from the fishing just for a minute because we want to reward you with $8.30 if you can answer our honest-to-goodness question.
All right,
Dick, what do you find here for... What is your first name? I've been saying Mr. Nichols.
Lester is my first name, everyone calls me Nick.
Nick. All right, that's what we'll do. Nick Nichols.
That's correct.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yes. Now, which question do you like for Nick,
Dick? How about number 7 there?
That looks like a good one. Shall we let the governor be our quizmaster again?
All right, you be the quizmaster.
We stay out of trouble that way.
Nick, are you all set?
Well, yes, sir.
All right, here's the question. Orville Freeman, now a cabinet member, is also a former Minnesota governor. He is now secretary of what department in the federal government?
Orville Freeman.
Mm-hmm. He was governor in Minnesota from 1954 to 1960. President Kennedy appointed him to his cabinet.
He's Secretary of the Interior, isn't he?
No, that's your first guess.
The Interior of his department. But now, what is his department? You know, he's Secretary of the Interior of his own department, you see.
They do a lot of farming here in the Midwest.
Oh, yes, they do.
Sir?
Yep.
And I would have to, I think, guess.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he was very fond of farming. Orville knew farming from A to Z.
Very fond of what,
A
sir?
To G. I say he was very fond of farming, Mr. Freeman. Was.
Oh, Orville Secretary of Agriculture.
Right, yes, I can tell you, yes, sir.
You had to hit me with the house.
No, I was saying he knew farming from A to G, is what I meant.
Yes, I have the, I can kind of recall now, yes, from President Kennedy when you mentioned him.
Sure. Well, now, Mr. Nichols, Nick, you tell Alice that, you know, we had her name here.
Yes,
and that
sir?
It's a delight to talk to you folks. We're glad you hear us there in San Francisco, which completes the statement we make when they say that they hear us from coast to coast.
Yeah, you're on 830 kilocycles.
That is correct,
50,000 watt station.
That's right. 50,000 clear channel watts at 830.
That's right. I get you loud and clear.
Thank you, sir. Now, I want...
Later at night.
I want to wish you very good health. And I hope that you will be joining us very soon here in CCO land. Governor, would you like to say goodnight to Mr. Nichols?
Good night, Mr. Nichols. It's been very pleasant to chat with you this evening.
Good night, Governor. It's been very pleasant to chat with you and prosperity for this year and so forth.
Thank you very much,
and
sir. And the same to you and yours.
Righto. Thank
good
you.
Good night, sir.
Well, that was a very nice note to leave on. Prosperity to you, Governor, to our state and to all of us. Well, let us take a minute here now. You know that more than half the families living in the residential areas of Minneapolis and its beautiful suburbs enjoy the convenience of home-delivered milk in sterilized glass containers. And they have discovered that carrying home bulky or leaky cartons is not only a bother, but actually involves a loss in time and extra trips. Now, Ewald Brothers Dairy has specialized in home delivery for nearly 80 years. And that's probably the reason that you see those bright, clean-looking, golden-orange Ewald trucks on every street in every neighborhood and suburban community. Ewald Brothers serves more families with home-delivered milk than any other Minneapolis dairy. If you're not enjoying the convenience of milk delivered right to your home, now's a good time to start. Call Ewald Brothers Dairy, Jackson 2, 3601. Jackson 2, 3601, and you'll get that deliciously better-tasting Ewald Golden Guernsey milk, plus more than 20 other quality dairy products delivered right to your home. Just call that number. All right, okay, come on now. Wouldn't it be funny if Mrs. Chandler in McKenzie, Tennessee, picked up the phone and called and said, I'd like to get a fifth or a quart of Ewald's milk delivered over to the house. Well, I mean, we're advertising it here, so just call up, and I can see Ray Ewald now.
Say, remember I mentioned the mystery telegram?
Yes.
I say it's mystery because somewhere it got lost. We don't know exactly where.
Oh, yes, on chunk kicking.
That's right. You see, we challenged the governor to join us in the third annual chunk kicking championship, Chunk Off. And we finally got the original telegram, and I hereby shall read his reply, okay?
Very well, I wish you would.
It says...
Read it in its entirety now, Mr. Chairman.
I will. Yes. Or it says, the following is the original telegram as dictated by Governor Olvog on Friday, January 7th, 1966, regarding your invitation to him to participate in the Chunk Kicking Championship. The telegram is as follows. Regret that I have been unable to clear my schedule for the third annual Chunk Kicking Championship Chunk Off on January 28th, 1966. I note your telegraph challenge read January 28, 1965, which is true. There was a slight error there. And the telegram continues, such a gross error indicates mental lapses on the part of the challengers.
Boy. Goodness.
Chunk kicking, says the governor, chunk kicking requires mental agility as well as athlete's foot.
I'm going to get a new partner, I'll tell you what.
Aside from scheduling difficulty, the rules for the International Association of Professional Chunk Kickers prohibits my competition with rank amateurs. You have my personal assurance that I will work diligently for rule changes this coming year. Regards, Carl Rovog, professional world chunk kicking champion.
There you have it.
Well, Governor, it's true we didn't get the telegram, and I want to apologize though for that. It was a tremendous error. I'm surprised he didn't put June 25th in there for chunk kicking.
So well, excited
I,
with the prize.
I was wondering if men who are alleged to be chunk kickers, such as you and Dick, really wrote that telegram. Or some manager.
No, really. Actually, I guess we would have to probably. It could have lost something in the translation, but from his, you should see his typewriter, though. Sanskrit. Actually, we wrote it. And Governor, I just for a second would tell anyone that wonders what we're talking about, we frequently have to refer again to chunk kicking, is the delightful art in the wintertime of when snow and ice form those clunks and hunks of snow up under the fender of your car. You pass by, never pass by, but look at it and size it up carefully, and then with a well-placed toe, you can release this big chunk, and it comes on, and that's what happens. And that's called chunk kicking.
Well, yes, I tried to express to you in the telegram I sent that I knew something about chunk kicking.
I can tell you do.
I'm glad now that Mrs. McKenzie in Chandler, Tennessee, knows something about it, too.
Yes. We had a letter, Governor, from a lad, Strauss, this lad in Buffalo, New York, and Jimmy Strauss, and he wanted to tell us that was the capital, chunk-kicking capital of the world, actually, and of course this we dispute. Well, Dick, as you place our next call, this would be a good point in our program, I think, for us to ask Governor Rovog perhaps to draw now from all of the registrations, all of the cards, the letters, people that wrote for tonight's Clear Channel program for our big treasure chest of CCO Land gifts. Now, we have a large box here, and we're asking Rob Brown to...
You don't have to shake it so loudly there, Rob.
Perhaps hear it all right there. Governor, as we...
All right.
There are 49 states represented in this...
We'll go way down to the bottom here.
Tremendous.
Pull out, box.
All right. Now, this, the writer of this letter, and Governor, if you would like to announce that, will receive all these fine gifts.
This is Miss Pearl Diver, North Benton, Ohio.
North Benton, Ohio?
North Benton, Ohio.
Well, That's, let's see, and we called Akron, Ohio on our very first...
That's right, by golly.
Well, there you are.
Dear sirs, right, she... Surely enjoy your program. You are quite a distance away. I do get your programs fairly good. We'll be listening January 12th. Sincerely, Mrs. Paul Diver, North Benton, Ohio. And I want to say, Mrs. Diver, that we welcome you to this program tonight.
And thank you, Governor. And the fact that we're not calling Mrs. Paul Diver does not exclude the fact that she is a winner, and a winner of a great treasure chest of Minnesota gifts, which will be in the mail to by parcel post or air or some way, will be sent to her very soon. All right, we make our next call.
If you'll look on the next page there, I'm skipping to a call to the northeast of us.
Right, where have we been this evening? In east, in Akron, Ohio, we've San Francisco, and...
down south in Tennessee.
Yes, Tennessee, that's all right. What I'm looking for.
This time we'll go to the state of New York.
State of New York. It's a long ways off.
We have some avid chunk kickers up there, I'll tell you.
Governor,
is this one of the cities in New York where they're walking?
I'm just going to ask you, does your busy schedule doesn't take you to the to Manhattan, I hope, in the next few days?
This is not Manhattan. This will be Upper New York State. And...
Hello?
Hello, this is Honest to Goodness calling from WCCO Radio in Minneapolis, St. Paul.
Oh, yes.
Sandy Swanson?
Yes, that's right.
In Buffalo, New York.
Yes, that's right.
How are you, Sandy?
Oh, fine.
It's good to find you at home tonight.
Oh, thank you. I heard your program Sunday night.
Oh, is that right?
Yes, I did.
Uh-huh. Well, we're calling you tonight, and we're all on the air together. You and I and Randy Merriman and our special guest. Randy, meet Sandy Swanson.
Well, hello there. Is that's Miss or Mrs. Swanson?
Miss.
Miss Swanson, yes. Tell us a little bit about you. Are you a student or employed? What do you do?
I'm out of school. I am 17.
You are out of school?
Yes, I live with my mother.
And you say you are 17. What school did you attend, Sandy?
South Park High School.
And what are your immediate plans now? Are you going to be employed? Are you going to work now?
Not right away, a little while.
Uh-huh. I suppose around Buffalo, New York, you have a little snow there, do a little skiing, do you?
Oh, yes. No, I don't, but we've had pretty bad weather here lately.
You have had, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we've had some pretty good weather here, and I mean, if you like snow and things like that, we've had quite a bit of that.
Well, I'll tell you, on December the 31st, it was warmer here than it was in August here.
Warmer than it was when?
In August.
In August,
yes,
is that right? That must have really got the folks that print the calendars, had them jumping.
Confused.
Sandy, I would like to have you meet our special guest this evening. Have you ever met a governor before, a real-life governor, any governor of any state?
No, I can't say as I have.
Well, you have right now. This is Governor Rolvaag of the state of Minnesota, and this is Miss Sandy Swanson of Buffalo, New York, Governor.
Sandy, how are you this evening?
Oh, I'm very fine, thank you.
I was interested in something you had to say about it being a warmer December than it was in August.
Yes.
It must have been either a very warm December or a mighty cold August.
Well, August was awfully cold and windy.
Is that right?
Yes.
Well, in Minnesota, we had an ideal August, just a perfect. Have you been to Minnesota?
No, I haven't.
Well, we have many Swansons in Minnesota. It's a very familiar Minnesota name.
Oh,
would that
Swedish.
Is it Norwegian?
Swedish. Yes, that's right.
Well, we have many Swedish, Norwegian, Icelandic people here, Danish people, the Finns. We have a broad mixture of people, and I would hope that you could come to Minnesota sometime, Sandy, and visit us.
Oh, thank you very much, then, Governor.
What are your plans for the future now?
Oh, I don't know. I'd like to do acting. I love acting.
Would you really?
Yes.
Sandy has a wonderful voice.
Thank you.
We also have here, Sandy, as folks will tell you, some fine theater in Minnesota. Of course, we have the Tyrone Guthrie Theater, and we have Theater St. Paul. We've got all kinds of theater here.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Sandy, some of the, the cinemas and the stage greatest names have come from, from our area. I guess I'm being maybe a little provincial or
mm-hmm.
Braggadocio about it, but,
yes,
Judy Garland.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Born in Minnesota.
Dick Chapman.
Randy,
What is that fellow's name?
Sandy,
I don't remember his name when it comes right.
Sandy, they're pulling my leg here. Tell you what, we're going to give you a chance to win $8.30. Can you use the money?
Sure.
Okay, good. Well, let's see now. We got to find a special question. Are you a football fan, Sandy?
No.
Well, that took care of that then. Let's
How
see.
How about question number six?
Question number six. Okay, all right. Well, Governor, if you'd like to ask this question of Miss Swanson, this question number 6 could pay her $8.30. Now, Sandy, we give you about 30 or 40 seconds to think this over, and, you know, we don't allow any coaching or fooling around on the answers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, here it is.
Sandy, are you on?
Yes.
In CCO land, we have Great Northern Pikes. Are they railroad spikes, northern lights, or fish?
Governor, please.
Now, don't laugh.
Yes, now, Governor. Did you understand the question, Sandy?
Yes, I think I did.
It's kind of a multiple choice there.
Yes.
I would say fish.
Are you right? You are.
There you are. Good. Very fine. That's the right answer, Sandy. And now we're going to send you $8.30 and also a special souvenir. It's a beautiful book called A Guide to Fun in Minnesota, and it'll make you feel as though, well, it's almost the next best thing to being here in Minnesota, and perhaps it will bring you here just the interest you will get from the book of being our guest one day.
Well, thank you very much. I'd
Sandy,
love
I want to tell you that the largest northern pike ever caught in Minnesota was a 45-pound, 12-ounce pike caught in Basswood Lake in Lake County. Now, that's a large fish.
I was reading a fishing guide the other day about pike. I really was.
Is that right? I was going to say, I think you have Great Northern Pike in Upper New York State.
Yes, I think big ones, too.
Mm-hmm. Well, not quite that big, though.
No, not that big.
No.
Well, Sandy Swanson, honest to goodness, it was nice to talk to you. And as the governor told you, we have a lot of Swansons here in Minnesota, and we hope someday we may add you to the Swansons that you'll come here to see us.
Well, thank you very much, and thank you for calling.
It has been our pleasure, Governor.
Thank you, Sandy, very much. It's been a pleasant discussion.
All right, then. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And now Dick gets Sandy Swanson's address. May I again remind you that on two weeks from this evening, January 12th, Wednesday night, we will have another Clear Channel Honest to Goodness program, and it'll be complete with fun and surprises. Now, Dick, can we get this next one in here?
All right.
All right.
We're going to go north this time.
All right.
And the page, as a matter of fact.
If you are listening to us anywhere, wherever you hear us, ships at sea, heavy haulers, trucks, overland haulers, or at home, wherever you are, if you will send your name, your address, and your telephone. Area code helps, of course. Your name and address, zip code number, all that information just to Honest to Goodness. That's the name of the program, Honest to Goodness, WCCO Radio, St. Paul or Minneapolis.
By the way, we'll have, again, a special souvenir for all of those writing on that particular
day. Exactly. If you've written once, write again for the big drawing. You know, even if you wrote this time...
I'm sorry. We are unable to complete your caller's dial.
Oh, yeah?
Please check the number and dial again or ask your operator for assistance.
Are you a
this
recording?
This is a recording.
Yes, mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you.
All right.
Well, I did it right. We'll try it once more and see what happens.
Are you a recording?
Yeah, he always asks that, you know. One time I expect that she's going to ask him if he is. Wouldn't surprise me that would come back. Governor, I was asking...
What if she said yes?
that would be really good. That would really floor him. I was going to, I didn't get an answer to the question that will your busy schedule be taking you east or into the New York traffic within the next few days?
No, I don't plan to get to New York in the near future. We have problems that we're grappling with in Minnesota these days, reapportionment and whatnot.
I promised that we wouldn't put you to work this evening, so I didn't mean to probe with probe-type questions. Because this evening, Governor Rovog of the state of Minnesota is here to greet our guests on Clear Channel calls throughout the USA.
Did you
and
know
Canada.
That,
we've had so many from Canada, too.
Did you know that Mrs. Rovog is also an avid smallmouth bass fisherman?
Well, she's not so avid on the smallmouth. She's more of the largemouth.
Oh, is that? Now, wait a minute. You're in trouble already.
I didn't mean anything by that. We refer to it as a black bass.
I see.
Hello,
this is Honest to Goodness calling from WCCO Radio in Minneapolis, St. Paul.
Oh, how wonderful.
Is this Mrs. Grant?
Yes.
Mrs. G.M. Grant in Centralia, Ontario.
That's right.
Well, how are you tonight, Mrs. Grant?
Just fine, thank you.
Randy, meet our guest here.
Well, hello, Mrs. Grant.
Hello.
And how large a city is Centralia?
Oh, dear. It isn't even a city.
Really? Well, it's, what is community? How?
It's about, 50 people?
50 people?
Is that so?
Actually, my husband is stationed at the Air Force Base nearby, and that's where we're living.
Oh, which Air Base is that?
It's at Centralia, the RCAF base.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. How, what, are you in snow up there this evening, too?
Well, yes, but we're expecting 10 inches tonight.
Oh, boy. boy, oh,
but
boy.
It was cold today, just like Minnesota.
Yes.
Cold and clear and lovely.
It was out in San Francisco today.
Yes.
Mrs. Grant, have you been listening to us this evening?
Yes, I have.
Well, fine, then. Say hello to Governor Rovog of Minnesota.
Hello, Governor.
How are you this
evening?
My,
this is an honor.
This is a very interesting program. Do you listen to it often, Mrs. Grant?
Yes, I do. We were living in Winnipeg until this summer, and we're quite familiar with Minnesota.
Well, if you lived in Winnipeg, then you've made some trips down here.
Yes, we were through Minnesota just 2 months ago.
Is that right? Which way did you come through?
We came through Minneapolis, St. Paul, right down from, what's the name?
What did you come in? What port of entry did you come in from?
We came south from Winnipeg.
South from Winnipeg,
uh-huh.
Through,
it begins with C. It's a little town.
Crookston. No?
Crookston, yes.
Crookston, right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's the Red River route, more or less.
Yes, and south right to Minneapolis, St. Paul.
I can tell you're a natural-born Canadian because of the slight accent you have when you say south and about.
Oh, now you have an accent when you say it, too.
Well, that's true. See, in Canada, I have an accent. In this country, you have an accent.
Oh, is that right?
And I'll tell you something else. You should hear his accent in Missouri. That's it.
I won't do that one for you.
I like that Tennessee accent tonight. That Mrs. McKenzie and...
Very euphonious.
No, it was Mrs.
Very.
Chandler.
Oh.
Yes, I put the hex on her by calling her.
Well, I knew it was Scottish anyway.
See, we're going to give you, since we are running a little toward the end of our hour now, though, we would like to have you have a chance to win our $8.30.
Oh, I hope it's something about Minnesota.
Oh, well, let's see now, Mrs. Grant. What can we find? Something about Minnesota.
Something geographical.
How do you like
how
this?
How about two?
Well, I was going to say question three.
All right, either one. It doesn't
all right, then let's take two. Question number three. Now, here's our quizmaster, Governor Rovog.
Oh, all right, Governor. Make it easy now.
All right. Well, I was assigned this question to ask. They have their own question sheet. They mark
well,
it
I know
they...
you don't help at all, you know.
All right, Mrs. Grant. The St. Lawrence Seaway stretches halfway across the country to the Twin Ports at the end of the Lake Superior. Duluth, Minnesota is one of the Twin Ports. The other is which town in Wisconsin?
Wisconsin.
Uh-huh.
Oh, it's Superior.
Right,
why,
you
of
are.
Course.
That's it. And these Canadians, they
I tell you,
very
huh?
sharp.
Well,
yes,
you know, we camped at Jay Cook, is it State Park?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
sure.
And that's right in that area.
Right.
Lovely park.
Say, we must send Mrs. Grant one of these guides to fun in Minnesota.
We will do that.
And, well, thank you very much.
And also, Mrs. Grant, we're going to send you $8.30.
How's that? Say, that'll be worth about $8.80 in Canada.
Well, not after we make our discount, Mrs. Grant. We allow him for that.
Yeah, Randy rakes off the discount.
Well, honest to goodness, it's been very nice to talk to you in Centralia, Ontario.
Well, it's just been wonderful, and it was such a thrill speaking to the governor.
Thank you very much, Mrs. Grant.
Thank you for calling.
Good night, and have a good winter.
Thank you.
Well, that took us to Centralia, Ontario, and you know the interesting thing about this is the fact that each person we have visited with this evening, Governor, that was a kind of a foolish question on my part to ask, are you listening? Because I've noted from the lady's card that she has listened to us. She says, can't break that habit of WCCO there. And so they've been with us all the time, every one of the calls we've made this evening.
Gee, we've only got about a minute and a half.
I guess, Dick, so...
We wanted to call Dallas and
yes.
Michigan and Kentucky and Massachusetts.
Oh, it's too bad you couldn't
call. Is
your
microphone on there, old boy? You know, let's at least get out of the room as long as we're talking about
Am
Dallas.
Am I coming through out there? And
Governor, he keeps forgetting to turn his mic on.
No, what I was going to say was, and nobody heard me.
Yes.
We wanted to call Dallas and Flint, Michigan and Kentucky and Massachusetts and Indiana and, a lot of places. We just didn't have the time.
Here's Albuquerque, New Mexico and also, Brookline. Well, you mentioned Massachusetts there. Connersville, Indiana. So many, many. All we can say to you, friend, is thank you so much and only wish that an hour's time would allow us to call the many people who have taken the time and the interest to contact us.
All you folks who wrote, though, will receive your CCO memento and again on the 26th, our next Clear Channel broadcast, January 26th. Everyone who writes then will also receive a souvenir from CCO land.
We would like to again mention the winner that the governor drew in our treasure chest contest. I believe
Mrs.
that was
Diver
Mrs. Paul
in,
Diver Mr. in...
North Benton, Ohio.
North Benton, Ovog.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Governor Rovog, in closing these few seconds, we want to again express our gratitude, Chapman and Merriman, and all of us here at WCCO. Of course, the word cooperation seems to be your... I know F is your middle initial, but cooperation is your middle name. And you certainly
you very much,
so
Randy.
With us. And thank you for coming out this evening to be with us.
Thank you very much.
Now comes the second half of radio's most shining hour, only tonight it'll be the Big Ten News.